What if the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make isn't building the wrong product, but solving the wrong problem? Brian Long discovered this the hard way after selling Tap Commerce to Twitter for $100 million and building Attentive into a billion-dollar company. He realized that success had nothing to do with having the most innovative technology. It came down to something far more fundamental: finding problems that customers desperately needed solved. While most founders fall in love with their solutions, the winners obsess over understanding pain points first. This shift in perspective, from solution hunting to problem hunting, separates ventures that scale from those that collapse under the weight of products nobody wants. Problems hide everywhere: inefficiencies, emerging challenges, failing solutions. The opportunity isn't dreaming up ideas, but hunting problems that keep people awake at night. Start with large, growing markets like healthcare's $4.3 trillion ecosystem or booming e-commerce, where even a small slice creates substantial value. But pick something that fascinates you. Long learned this with Sell My Closet, a clothing marketplace with real potential he couldn't sustain enthusiasm for, while passionate competitors like Poshmark thrived. You'll spend years immersed in whatever problem you choose. Then talk to actual customers. For consumer businesses, create surveys and focus groups. For B2B ventures, find people with budget authority, a lesson Long learned when HR departments loved his text messaging tool but had zero purchasing power. The pattern? CEOs, marketing teams, and sales departments control budgets. Customer support and operations rarely do. When in doubt, solve the CEO's problem. After identifying a promising problem, resist coding immediately. Create a solution specification document and pitch it to potential buyers. What you do, the problem you solve, your solution, and next steps. Combat polite feedback with structured post-pitch surveys, rating problem importance and solution interest on a 1 to 10 scale. Scores below 7 mean you've missed the mark. 7 to 8 might work. 8 to 9 likely solves it. 9-10 means immediate purchase. Long shares a painful lesson. After building a complete mobile application without securing committed buyers, they couldn't convince anyone to use it, even for free. When building, embrace radical minimalism. Take your minimum viable product, then cut 50% more features. Attentive launched with just 4 stripped-down capabilities, replacing complex features with manual processes, enabling launch in weeks versus months. For B2B products, recruit multiple pilot customers with daily stand-ups for alignment and weekly customer check-ins. Avoid social media announcements. Staying quiet preserves pilot flexibility and prevents copycats. Executives should personally handle support for the first 50 customers through weekly meetings that often yield breakthrough insights. A startup's trajectory divides sharply before and after product market fit. Before this milestone, conserve capital and stay flexible. Afterward, scale aggressively. At Attentive, they targeted a 1% sign-up rate but achieved 5%, with revenue per subscriber exceeding email by 10x results, justifying aggressive scaling. Net Promoter Score provides another indicator. Subtract detractors, 0 to 6, from promoters, 9 to 10. Tap Commerce's score exceeded 60, well above software's 40 average. But churn rate matters most. High churn is like filling a leaky bucket. You're constantly replacing lost customers. Long recalls a lead generation startup signing $100,000 monthly while losing 5 to 10% to churn. Eventually, churn exceeded new revenue, driving total revenue towards zero. However, avoid premature scaling. At Franklin, Long hired a large team before demand materialized, requiring painful layoffs. Even with traction, serious obstacles can emerge. At Tap Commerce, Long initially estimated 10,000 potential customers, but discovered their product only worked for businesses with massive mobile audiences, roughly 500 globally. This limited growth potential drove their decision to sell after 2 years. Clear cultural values guide employees when management can't weigh in, prevent harmful behaviors, and establish communication norms. At Attentive, Long defined values after reaching 50 employees, refining 8 down to 4 focused on action, hard work, continuous improvement, and teamwork. default to action became their defining principle, creating competitive advantage through quick decision-making. Good values should make hiring challenging. Their emphasis on hard work set clear expectations. Values mean nothing unless ruthlessly enforced through interview questions, performance reviews, and promotion decisions. To generate focus, Long implemented the Top 3 Priorities framework, where team members publish their 3 most important initiatives monthly, spending 70% of their time on these and declining unrelated meetings. Building an exceptional team determines startup success. Your first 10 employees will recruit the next 40 and establish cultural norms. CEOs should dedicate half their time to recruiting early-stage builders, people who love creating things, work hard, take ownership, and prefer action over delegation. When warm networks are exhausted, cold outreach becomes essential. Most early employees at both TapCommerce and Attentive came through personalized CEO messages. For interviews, create custom questions matching role requirements, assemble consistent panels, score responses on a 1 to 10 scale, and require someone to champion each hire. No one cares about your product. They care about their problems. Great marketing captures buyers with burning problems and weaves in solutions. At Attentive, switching from solution-focused to problem-focused messaging dramatically improved response rates. Align marketing compensation with outcomes. Attentive's team earned commissions based on conversations generated with potential customers. Category leaders charge higher prices, enjoy better margins, and experience lower churn. Either create an entirely new category or enter one with weak leadership in a dynamic market. The first 20 to 30 customers are critical. Hire inside salespeople early, even before your product is ready. They're relatively inexpensive and generate valuable customer meetings, providing critical feedback. Define an ideal customer profile with specific criteria like industry, company size, and target roles. The subject line is the most critical part of sales emails. Buyers see only the sender, subject, and first 8 to 10 words. Use tracking software to test approaches and refine based on open rates. Effective pitches follow a 5-part structure: discovery questions, elevator pitch, problem definition, solution presentation, and transition to next steps. Spend 25 to 50% of the first call understanding the customer's current situation before customizing your presentation. Your most critical responsibility is ensuring the company never runs out of cash. Understanding the venture capital landscape is essential. Different investor types have distinct goals and processes. Most VC decisions happen through partner committees, requiring a champion genuinely excited about your business. Your elevator pitch must identify the problem, explain your solution, and demonstrate market size potential. Invest in a freelance designer for a professional pitch deck. When numbers aren't impressive yet, storytelling matters. Despite media stories of overnight success, fundraising demands tremendous work. Long conducted 52 investor meetings over 4 months before finding TapCommerce's backers. Success doesn't come from brilliant solutions. It comes from finding problems people desperately need solved. Your product isn't the hero. The customer's problem is. Before writing another line of code, go hunting. Find the problems keeping customers awake at night, the inefficiencies draining their resources, the pain points they'd pay anything to eliminate. The entrepreneurs who win aren't those with the most innovative ideas. They're the ones who listen hardest, understand deepest, and solve problems that truly matter.